For the latest on the storm, we're joined right now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So tell us about the current conditions.
Well, we have snow at varying rates across eastern Massachusetts right now, for sure. It seems to be a very heavy band just south of Lowell right now, around Marlboro and Maynard, a little west of Wilmington. There was also a pretty good snow band that went through New Bedford, dumped about 5.5 inches of snow in just a couple of hours down there. And then other spots, it's just much lighter around Worcester, not much snow right now. And just west of Boston, some light snow around Framingham into Newton and Norwood.
All right. So tell us what you think the total accumulations from this round of snow will be, Dave.
Yeah. So generally 2 to 5 inches across the area, but there's going to be 6 and 7 inch amounts show up in these heavier bands. I think what folks want to wonder about right now is, when does it stop? And we're looking at the back edge of this, trying to push through here late morning and early afternoon. Continue to look at some radar data. It looks to me like by 11 o'clock, we should be about to the 128 belt. And then when we get to noon and 1 o'clock, I think that Essex County and finally the Outer Cape will also start to see the snow start to shut off. So this shouldn't linger well into the afternoon, but right along the coast, it could linger to that first hour or so afternoon time.
And when will the skies clear?
So we'll get clearing on later tonight. The sun goes down so early, I think that we probably will not see it, although if you're listening to us west of Worcester, you might see the sunset this evening and actually get to see it. And then tomorrow, as well as Wednesday, tomorrow as well as Thursday, we are looking at mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures generally will be pretty chilly. We're going to be only in the 30s for both of those days, so we're not going to lose the snow cover very quickly at all.
All right. So the snow will take a while to melt then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sun angle this time of the year is about as low as it gets. We're going to bottom out, so to speak, on the 21st of December with the lowest sun angle. But the earliest sunset happens early next week. And, you know, the sun just does not have a lot of power at all. So in order to melt snow this time of year, it has to be from ambient air temperature, not the snow. And in order to do that, we're going to have to go into the 40s and 50s.
Do you see any more snow in our immediate future?
Not really. I mean, there might be a couple of snow showers around here for Friday afternoon. A little weak system comes through. And right now, the weekend looking very chilly to start. Saturday, probably the coldest day we've seen in quite a while, staying in the 20s for most of us. I think we're under freezing. And then we'll start to warm up. Right now, we may get into the mid to upper 40s here early next week, and we'll start to lose some of the snow cover. So I don't think this is permanent for all of us.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Have a great day.